for the internalization of the message. And for that, sometimes review is a healthy thing. Okay? So, Yishokeinim Yishikois Piyu Kitobim Dodecho Miyoyim. So, Klal Yisroel, no, first I say the Moshel. Remember, the Moshel is what about who? A Chosen and a Kol. All right? It's a romantic, a human romantic relationship. The Nimshol, the comparison for us to see, is the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisroel. Klal Yisroel being the Kalo, and Hashem being compared, it's page 325. Klal Yisroel being compared to the Kalo, and Hashem to the Chosen. The Kalo says to the Chosen, and they're estranged now. We start, the storyline starts where they're estranged. Klal Yisroel is in Golus. Hashem chased us out of Eretz Yisroel. The Kalo has been sent out, they're separated. But Yishokeinim Yishikois Piyu Kitoim Dodecho Miyoyim. She says to him, she says, I wish that he should kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Kitoim Dodecho Miyoyim. Because his friendship, his love, the relationship that I had with him is better to me than Yayin, than wine. Now wine, Rashi explains, represents the greatest form of Mishta, the Simcha. You have a party, this, you have wine.
Don't you say that by Tisha B'Av also? Mm-hmm. Well, I remember, I read the English sometimes but when they're catch, when I go ahead
sometimes. There is something like that. Okay, but let's go to this, okay? So Rashi says like this, yeah, listen to this. This shir, she says, Begolusa Balmanusa, she's in Golus, she's an Almona, even though her husband's alive and she has no husband because they're estranged, they're not together anymore. Miyitein, oy, if only Vishokeini Hamelech Shleimo Minishikas Piu, Kimoy Meyos, if he'd only kiss me, the kiss on the lips as he used to do it. The Fishiesh, and the Rashi explains what that means. Why on the lips? Fishiesh Makoimis Shanoishkan Gavayat, some places they kiss on the back of the hand. Alakotef, or on the shoulder. That's not as romantic, right? We understand that. That's not as romantic, kiss someone on the shoulder. Kiss someone on the back of the hand. Yishokeinim and Shikois Piyu. The pair is the entrance to the inside of the person. It's the entrance to the neshama. It's the entrance to the... It's the vehicle with which the person expresses his or her emotion. So Yishokeinim Piyu is much more an intimate expression. Ach, ani misave v'shoikekos. I'm craving, desiring to lios noyeg imi keminok harishon. He should act to me like he used to, kechosen el kalo, pel pel, like a chosen to a kalo, mouth to mouth. Now, I think we pointed out last time that she's misave keminik harishin. She's not just misave that he should kiss her, pel pel. She misses that original relationship. We crave not only a relationship now, I crave that original relationship. If I didn't have that original relationship, I might not crave this as much. But once I had that relationship, and once I know that relationship, then I crave it. And I want to stop at this point to explain something which I think is very, very significant, even though it looks like we're not going to get to the motion. But, you know, as things come up, I think it's important to explain. What's this original relationship about? I want to share something with you, which maybe we'll refer to again a little bit later. A Jew has a very hard time finding happiness in this world. Certain people in this world, you give them a six-pack, maybe, I don't know what else, you have to give them, you know, television, couch. Something, what? A couch, you know, give them some pretzels. Yeah, they're happy. They don't expect anything. The Jew is never happy. No matter what physical pleasure he indulges in, he wants more and more and more and more and more. Why? I would like to suggest because of Minik Horishoy. He has a subconscious memory of standing by Har Sinai. Every neshoma stood by Har Sinai. Every neshoma felt this neshikos piyu, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kissing peh peh, not just on the back of the hand, not just on the shoulder, but peel peel in the most intimate contact. The most intimate contact. And I want, I crave in the Golus. We're far away from that. But we crave that. And nothing can satisfy us until we get that. So the Jew is always craving a spiritual uplift, a reconnection, a reliving of the past. He wants that. It should be kminig harishon pe'al pe. I want to feel that communication, that intimacy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as I felt then, pe'al pe, mouth to mouth, in the ultimate expression of intimacy. And because of that, ki tovim didecho miyoyin, and then Rashi will explain that tovim didecho, look at this, tovim didecho, li didecho, your love to me is better, mikol mishte yayin, umikol oine besimcha, more than any party with wine, more than any pleasure or happiness. And then he says, loshen ivri is that yayin is the example of mishte besimcha. Use yayin, it's a moshel of yayin means mishte yayin means all the fun things that we do at a party. That's yayin represents the party. That's the main part of the party. Today too, people feel that way. The main part is the booze, you know. So the mela, look at that. Klal Yisrael, 2,000 years in Golus, 3,300 years away from Maimon Har Sinai, estranged from Hashem, but they can't be happy with mishte yayin besimcha. Because they want something keminig harishon. They want to be able to relive that original experience. That original experience reverberates in their subconscious mind. That original experience inhibits them, prevents them from experiencing any physical pleasure in this world in the fullest because they're always comparing it. A person who never tasted something good, first time he tastes it, wow, it's good. If he's tasted other things that might be better, he compares it to that and he says, well, not so good after all. It's good. It's good in the abstract, but by comparison to my previous experiences, it's no good. Klal Yisrael has deeply embedded in its neshama a previous experience. An experience of Yishokeinim and Shikoyspiu. An experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kissing them at Har Sinai, speaking directly to them, feeling that closeness to Hashem. That experience that my neshama had, this older neshama stood at Har Sinai, it reverberates, it's there, it's deeply embedded subconsciously in my being, in my psyche, in my neshama. And any pleasure that I have, give me a six-pack, you give me the mishte yayin v'simcha, but I compare it, yeah, okay, very nice, but nothing compared to what I had in Har Sinai. And therefore I can't enjoy anything. And that's why Klal Yisrael has sometimes great frustration enjoying unless they reconnect spiritually. And I'll just tell you one more thing and then I have to go. That's why in our spiritual life we have so many physical props. Because what we do is we take the physical pleasure and elevate them spiritually. Then we can truly enjoy Shabbos. Shabbos is a spiritual message, but it's not done on fasting. It's done on oineg v'simcha. It's done on boso v'yayin. It's done on with oineg Shabbos, because that's what allows the message to penetrate. We satisfy the goof. Yadus believes, Judaism believes in satisfying the goof, but not at the expense of the neshama. If you don't satisfy the neshama, the goof won't be happy either. But when you satisfy the neshama, and when you bring the goof on board in the spiritual experiences, the goof participates with the chalt and with the wine and with the meat and with the this in the Shabbos, which is the spiritual uplift, then a person can be truly happy.